The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Blue Willow Bride, your intimate bridal boutique located in Collingwood, Ontario. Contact Blue Willow Bride for all your wedding needs.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Originally from Kelowna, BC, and now based in Vancouver, singer-songwriter Bree Whitworth just released a new single titled Real Thing. Bree is classically trained pianist and has been playing since she was 5 years old. Her music is often compared to Depeche Mode meets U2 in an 80s, 90s pop mashup. Bree decided to take her creativity into her own hands as the world began changing with the pandemic. In particular, she would see the end of her relationship just as the world slipped into isolation. Bree has a way of taking her listeners on a journey through love, heartbreak, and everything in between. To date, this West Coast artist has released 3 albums and numerous singles under various projects. Joining me via Zoom from Vancouver is singer-songwriter Bree Whitworth. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Blue Willow Bride in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom from Vancouver is singer-songwriter Bree Whitworth. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you so much, Dan. I'm so happy to be here.
And I hope I pronounced your name correctly. I'm sorry. Whitworth.
You did. Correct? You did great.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. So, Bree, you are originally from Kelowna and now are based in Vancouver. I understand you are a classically trained pianist and have been playing since you were 5. So, at what age did you decide to pursue a musical career?
That's a very good question. I actually have been a secret singer, I'll call it that, for a very, very long time. I was obsessed with musicals as a kid growing up. I wanted to be in Les Misérables and all of the different, you know, performances on stage, but I was too nervous to actually come out and tell people I wanted to sing. Yeah. So what ended up happening was I started writing songs, and friends would get me, you know, together, gatherings, parties, where they'd be like, you know, if you ask her, she might sing you a song. And so that was really how it started. And then I really didn't start doing the musical side of like recording and performing until I was 28. So a lot later in life, I started my first album then, and it's sort of just been going ever since.
But, well, that's fantastic. Wow. So what artists had the most influence on your music?
Oh, gosh, that's always such a great question, isn't it? I mean, first one that comes to mind always is Adele. She's just a stunning performer, beautiful voice. I love her songwriting style. Have always just found her to be, you know, very, very influential to me. Another, you know, artist who I love dearly is Lissy, who is, you know, maybe not as well known, but she's just a powerhouse of a singer. And, you know, these female powers are the ones that I sort of try to basically be similar to, you know, perform, write the same, perform the same. And yeah, they're the ones I idolize after.
Good choice. Good choice. So for our listeners, describe your musical style as you're often compared to Depeche Mode meets U2 in an 80s, 90s pop mashup.
That's such a great description. I definitely have to say my music has taken more of an 80s turn this last go about. So I've done a few songs recently that really have that 80s, lots of synth, poppy feel to them. And even some of my older stuff still has that feeling to it. Definitely more adult contemporary pop sound, though, with that little 80s flair thrown in here and there for something different.
It seems like the 80s are coming back. A lot of artists are going towards that era, which I think it was wonderful. I love it. I love it.
It's my favorite musical era. So it's, you know, you have to do it honor, right?
Absolutely. So of all the songs you have written, do you have a favorite?
Oh, wow. You know, I've had so many favorites over time. And it's so funny because the one I'm reporting at the time is like, this is my favorite song, the best one I've ever done. And then a new one comes along and that becomes my favorite. One that I really, really love and have, hold dear to my heart is one called Mr. Wrong that I just released just a few months back now. It's holding a candle there to be number one for me still.
Aw, so if you had an opportunity to work with an artist, who would it be?
Oh. You know who I've just loved recently, and again with that 80s sound is The Weeknd. I just love that sound that he's making and just the productions of his piece, his songs are so incredible. I think doing a collaboration or something with someone like him would just be an incredible musical journey.
Aw. Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Of course. The first song is called In the End. It was actually a song, the first song I'd written in many, many years. I'd taken about a 5-year hiatus from singing and performing. And it just came to me in a moment and it just triggered me to get back into performing again. So.
Joining me via Zoom from Vancouver is singer-songwriter Bree Whitworth. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Maybe we have no ending. Maybe we're just beginning. Just no longer as me and you. Maybe I'll find a lover, a man who is like no other, and who can make me finally forget too. It's not like we didn't get it. We knew this could never cut it. Not as long as I played your fool. So now there's no more pretending. There is no happy ending. It's too late now that I know you're true. And in the end, when we're both standing face to face, can you look me in the eyes? Can you tell me it'll be okay? I tried so hard to forget you and all that we ever went through. My dreams betray me every time I do. You had to keep your secret, so I had to be the villain. Cause you were the one with so much more to lose. And in the end, when we're both standing face to face, can you look me in the eyes? Can you tell me it'll be okay? And in the end, when you go, I'm not over you. there's no more me and you.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Bree Withward. So Bree, your latest new single, Real Thing, was recorded pre-pandemic. Tell us about the recording process.
Oh, well, you know, it was a very interesting one because I was working with a number of artists, which usually when I do my recording, it's myself and my producer, and we build a song together. Whereas this time I was working with a band and all different musical backgrounds. So it was really, really very different situation because everyone had their inputs. And, you know, the funny part about that song is the main guitar riff that is, you know, so floaty and airy and very 80s sounding was just, it just, we happened upon it by accident. Our guitarist Madeline was actually just messing around with the song and missing with her guitar at the time, and I went, wait, that sounds cool, try that again. And we rewrote the entire song the night before we were going into the studio to record it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So with so many artists embracing the virtual world, how are you adapting in this new environment?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting change, of course. A lot more Zoom calls, a lot more, you know, playing on a Zoom with my producer being like, what do we think about this? And having him on the piano and playing along. And he says, well, try this instead. And doing it all virtually so that when we actually get to the portion that's in person, it's really just to do vocals. Everything else has been built basically virtually the entire time, which is I've never done. We would go and you know, have a session. And my producer, who I work with regularly, is Winston Housechild on Bowen Island. And I'd be over there for, you know, a good few days doing each song, building each song, recording each song. And this time it's like, okay, come in for 2 hours to do your vocals and you're done.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? It's incredible. I thank God for technology. That's truly
really
amazing.
Sorry, I was going to say it really has been a time saver, you know, for just doing things virtually and then just being very efficient when you get into the studio.
But I think it's great, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we go back to a different way of doing this now.
I know. So any plans for live performances? Having said that, all about this virtual and digital recording.
Right. Hey, yeah, that's the one thing that I haven't actually started planning just yet because it's been so up in the air. I can't wait to get back on stage and be performing again. But it's, I think, you know, just trying to get feelers out there to see who's booking and things like that. You know, coming up to the summer months, there's always festivals and things to perform at. So I can't wait to be back on stage.
And what's next for Bree?
I'm actually working with a producer in Portland, Oregon. It met virtually on through Instagram. And we are working on a song together, again, doing it all virtual. He's the first time ever where he's built the music entirely and I'm writing the song to it. Not my normal process, but it's been really fun and a very different challenge for me.
Oh, wow. Sounds amazing. So, and where can we find more information on Bree?
Oh, well, I mean, most of the socials, of course, Instagram is Bree Whitworth Music, YouTube, all the typical ones. I mean, SoundCloud, of course, Spotify and Apple Music. You can find any of my singles that are on there, including the most recently released ones. Please check them out.
Well, thank you, Bree, for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success with your latest new single. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yes, of course. It is my newest single, which is entitled Real Thing. It has a great 80s flair to it, really funky beat, really cool sound, and I hope everyone enjoys.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Two young kids, when we did meet, our lives converging like it's meant to be. But you don't trust destiny, so I went off to do my thing. Forgot your name and lost your ring. Au revoir, and to live my dreams. But the fates were not done with our story, so our hearts collided for a second before now. Where do we go? What if I tell you I'm nothing, baby? What if I show you I don't mean maybe now? Now. Why not take a chance on something different? I promise that you've never had a love quite like. Why can't we see? Why are we fighting what's supposed to be? Oh no, we can't let this go. I see it in your eyes up on the stage, holding me hostage in your gaze. Hey boy, you're my rock and roll. What if I tell you I'm nothing, baby? What if I show you I don't mean me?
A wrap for me. I would like to thank Bree Whitworth for being my guest and wishing her all the best of success with her musical career. For more information, visit BreeWhitworth.com or her social media platforms. Special thanks go to Eric Alper for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corners broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from my new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.